Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zorah Bavli, Daf Chof. We begin in the Yerushalmi under Vayin Amud Aleph, at the second Mishnah on the page, Ein Moichim Lahen B'Mechuba L'Kalka. Ein Moichim Lahen B'Mechuba L'Kalka, Ava Moichahu M'Shekotzatz. One may not sell them anything attached to the ground, but one may sell them after they've been detached. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Moichahu Loi, Amas Lakut. Rabbi Yehuda says he could even sell attached things on the condition they will be detached by the idolater when he buys them. And the Gemara says, Rebun Barchia Boy, Af Behem Agasa B'Machlekes, Moichelai Amras L'Shchit. Rebun Barchia asked the question, does Rebbe Yehuda also reason that although one is not allowed to sell a large animal to an idolater, it will similarly be permitted as long as the idolater agrees to the stipulation that he has to slaughter it? Ashkach Tani Af Behem Agasa B'Machlekes, Rebun discovered a Baisa that taught that even a large animal is a dispute, and as we said, Rebbe Yehuda would allow it with a stipulation. As the Baisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Moicheloi, Amanas Lishchit. The Baisa says, Rabbi Yehuda says that he may sell it on condition that the idolater will slaughter it. And we come now to the last Mishnah on the page, Ein Maskirin Lahen Batim. Ein Maskirin Lahen Batim Ba'eretz Yisrael, Bein Sarch Leima, Sadois, Rabbi Surya, Maskirin Batim, Aval Leib Sadois, Rabbi Chutz Laaretz, Moichin Batim, Umaskirin Sadois, Divri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, one may not rent out houses and certainly fields in Eretz Yisrael to idolaters. In Syria, one may rent out houses but not fields. In Chutz Laaretz, meaning outside of the land of Israel, one may sell houses and rent fields to them. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Af Be'eretz Yisrael, Maskirin Lahem Batim, Rabbi Syria, Moichim Batim, or Maskirin Sadois, Rabbi Chutz Laaretz, Moichim, Elu Ve'elu, and Rabbi Yosi says, no, even in Eretz Yisrael, one may rent them houses. In Syria, one may sell them houses and rent them fields, and in Chutz Laaretz, one may sell them both this and that. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzhak, B'Shem Rabbi Yosi, Ben Chanina, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chia, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, says, Lo Sechonem, Lo Titein Lahem Chain, Lo Sechonem, Lo Titein Lahem Matnas Chinam, Lo Sechonem, Lo Titein Lahem Chania Ba'aretz. We have a pasuk in Dvarim, in Perek Zion, pasuk base, Lo Tichonem, which is understood a number of ways. It means don't be gracious to them, it means don't give them free gifts, and it means don't give them residence in the land, with the word Chania meaning residence. V'hatanin, Rabbi Yosi Oimer, after Yisrael, Maskirin Lahem Batin. The question is, Rabbi Yosi says in the Mishnah, that even in Eretz Yisrael, one may rent houses to them, and since the Torah prohibition to sell land or houses to them, why does Rabbi Yosi only prohibit renting land to them but not houses, if in both cases the concern is that one might come to sell them? And the Gemara answers, Bayis ein motzei lizbarich mitoichoi, sadim motzei lizbarich mitoichoi. They only decreed against renting lest one comes to sell, in the case of a field where there's blessing each year when the fruits grow, but in a house where there's no blessing coming from it, they didn't make it a decree. Hoi Rabbi Yosi, Rabbun, instructed it's prohibited to rent them a burial plot, even though the idolater has no plans to grow fruits there, because of the prohibition to give them residence in Eretz Yisrael. And we learned as well, Leitochonem means don't give them free gifts. V'hatani masav Rabban Gamliel, shehaya mahalich b'derech, v'ra'a kluskin achas mushleches b'derech, amla tavi avdoi tol lecha kluskin zu, ra'a nochi echad bar kenegdoi, amaloi mivgai tol lecha kluskin zu, rats acharav. We have a brisa as a question to this. There was a story of Rabban Gamliel who was walking on the road and he saw a loaf of bread thrown on the ground. He told his slave, Tavi, take for yourself that loaf. Rabban Gamliel saw an idolater coming towards him. He said to the idolater, Mavgai, take this loaf. Abilai Amalai Mashimcha Amalai
Mavgai
Umaayim Ata Amalai Mina Yawais Shelbuganin Makircha Hu Rogamlio Mimecha Amalai Lai Kivin Rogamlio Buracha Kodesh. Abilai, who was accompanying Rogamlio, chased after the daughter and said to him, what's your name? And he replied, Mavgai. And where are you from? And the idolater says, from a village of shacks. And has Rogamlio ever met you? He asked. The idolater replied, no. And they realized that Rogamlio must have known Buracha Kodesh, the name of this idolater. But Amadim Mamenu Shloisha Dvarim, Lamanu Shein Mavim Al Aichlim, Roshe Chametzoi Shonochi Mutter Lacha Pesach Miad, Roshe Holchin Acharoiv Ovei Drachim. We also learn three things from this story. That one may not pass by means leave food on the ground, and that the leaven of a Gentile is permitted to eat for us after Pesach, and that we follow the majority of the travellers on that road to assume it belonged to a Gentile rather than to a Jew. Rabbi Yaakov Azavdi B'Shem Rabbi Abo had a detaimer B'Roshoina, aber achshav ma'avim ala oichlim mipnei hakshofim. Rabbi Yaakov Azavdi, quoting Rabbi Abo, said that the prohibition to pass by food was in the earlier generations that Jewish women were not involved in witchcraft, but nowadays, because of the concern that the one who takes the loaf will be afflicted by witchcraft, then one should pass by the food and not touch it. Im kushu yoitse me gaziv ba'echali shayaloi al nedroi, ama leze shayim ahalichimoi, tomashu shasinu revias yain be'etalki. And when we were in Gamriel, when we all left the town of Kaziv, a person came to him to permit a vow that he had made. And Rabbi Gamliel said to the person accompanying him, "Did we drink a revias of Italkian wine, which is particularly strong?" And the person replied that they had. Gamliel told the questioner, "Walk with us until the strength of the wine is dissipated." And when they arrived at the elevation of a tall mountain, Gamliel came off his donkey and wrapped himself in his upper garment and sat down and permitted the person's vow. We learn from his words that a revius of wine can intoxicate, and that walking dissipates the strength of the wine, and that when we not permit a vow after drinking, and that when we only permit vows when wrapped and sitting. Rabbi Yochanan said Rabbi Gamliel permitted the vow by quoting the Pasuk in Mishlei in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Ches, there is one who speaks like the jabs of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. La'ach shenoda min ha'kikar, vayd yachol, vayd lo yachol, in achil hu avar nidrei, v'in loy achil hu chata al nafshei, kesed yaseh yelech etzel chochem, yatiru loy es nidrei, tichsiv, loshoin chachamim arpeh. A parable to this is a person who vowed against eating a certain loaf of bread. Woe if he eats it, and woe if he doesn't eat it. Woe if he eats it because of his vow, and if he doesn't eat it, woe because he sinned by afflicting himself. So what should he do? He should go to a sage who will permit his vow, because the Pasuk says, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. And we come to the other pshat, lo sechoneim, the Mishnah said, lo titen aleihem chein. We said earlier that the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Perek Zayin Pasuk Beis, lo sechoneim, which is understood to mean, don't be gracious to them. Is going to be a question. There was a story of Rabbi Gamliel who was walking on the Temple Mount, and he saw a particularly beautiful Gentile woman, and he made a blessing on her. The Baisa in Brachos teaches the one who sees beautiful people should make the blessing. Blessed is who creates beautiful creations in his world. Asked the Gemara, "V'chidako shor Gamliel la'bit v'nashim, and aderech akumis haisa kagoyin achim pasforus shehibit ba." Is it the way of the Rambam to look at women? Rather, he was turning a corner like the crooked road called Kusadus in Tiberia, and he didn't know to be careful and closed his eyes, so he saw her against his will and he had made a blessing on her. The question is, and that's the conclusion of this question, didn't Rabbi Zeira say in the name of Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, and Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that lo techonem is understood to mean, don't be gracious to them, and so how could he then compliment this Gentile woman? Ma ama avaskanta loy ama elaboch, shekach loy buyoth noyth boi lomoy, shekain roa afilu chamoy noe, oi gamal noe, sus noe, oi meboch shekach loy buyoth noyth boi lomoy. The answer is, did he comment on her beauty in a way of praise and respect? He merely used her to praise Hashem in his blessing, as even if he would have seen a well-formed donkey, a camel or a horse, he would have made the same blessing.